Hello and welcome to Align and Mirth Podcast. My name is Mirta and I am your host. This podcast is a place where I share my experiences and knowledge of spirituality and personal growth. I'm an energy practitioner, intuitive diviner, and medium, and I look forward to walking this journey with you. Hi. This episode is as random as the insightful or inspirational or just random downloads that we tend to get, or even when we have this sort of breakthrough, right? Like, it's shit is just random. I was not planning on recording a podcast episode today, but sometimes it's just like I need to get this out there because I know that there are a lot of us that we tend to see messages pop up many different times, and then we still como que we still don't get that gotcha moment, right? So I want to basically ramble, because I don't know if any of it will make clear and concise sense, legit. So I want to ramble on a little bit about how perception, right, and how we are, how we currently view things, and how truth and reality are only a matter of your current perception. So, and I have seen like messages like this come at me or like show up in my mind several times throughout this week for many different things. So I'll give you guys a couple of them, and then I'll explain it. So first, I was watching this show that I love so much. I literally binge watch, and it's not, I don't know, it's just nice to see other people go through an experiment, right? So it's basically Married at First Sight. And I noticed that, yes, everybody goes in for the same goal of like finding their partner and being married and being happily ever after, blah, 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 blah. That's the end goal, right? But then when you go in there, it's like you already have your own ideals. You already have your own personality. You already have your own, your differences, everything, right? You go in there with all of that to try and figure it out. But I have noticed that the people that go in there with the more open mind are the people that get to really enjoy, one, the experiment, because, you know, it's just crazy how you meet somebody at the altar, you marry them, and then you live with them for 8 weeks. I believe it's 8 weeks, if not six. And then you decide if you want to stay married or not. Sounds fun, but 6 to 8 weeks, nah. So the people that go in there with the open mind of like, you know, this is new, let's see what happens. I can just be myself and try to be normal, as if it was like a date or whatever. They tend to be the people that enjoy the experience more, rather than the people that go in there with their, you know, this is not how love feels for me. This is not the type of person that I would have picked. This is not, I don't know, the situation that I would have encountered or the place that I would have traveled. You know, when they're like nitpicking at it, they are focusing on the little minute details. But it's really, at the grand scheme of things, is like the experience, right? So that's one, paying attention to the bigger detail. of everything that is going on. So then when I say truth and reality as based on your current perspective, some may have thought that, you know, the experiment was good, while others were like, nah, it wasn't good. But it was the perspective that they had, right? How they were viewing their current experience. The second way that it showed up for me, as I have already mentioned several times on this podcast, is me returning back to work after my maternity leave. And that is like a shift in my reality, right? So physically, being at home to now having to go into the office, I don't know how many times a week I will be going in as of yet, but just getting into the whole rhythm of waking up, now dropping off the baby or picking up the baby, one of the two, as my partner does one of the two, but just getting into the rhythm of things and getting into the idea of like, fuck, now this is going to be like freaking stressful, having to go into like changing my whole situation physically, having to change myself and dealing with myself emotionally, mentally. But then on the grand scheme of things, right, it will be me trying to almost be on like my own schedule, right, back to being on my own schedule and having to do things for myself rather than trying to MacGyver things at home for my family, right? So that's another shift for me. It's not as big, but you get the idea. It's changing the perspective of it. The third one basically happened as I was assisting the younger one into some reading comprehension. And as she's reading, she has some answers. She has some questions that she has to answer. And I kept asking her the question of like, what are the details that the passage is trying to tell you? And she was just stuck on like one single detail. And I'm like, okay, what else? What else? And she couldn't give me any other detail. So for example, the passage was like making New Year's dinner and people eating at midnight and celebrating and collaborating together. She couldn't get past the detail of everybody being together. She's like, that is the only detail in the passage. And I was telling her, no, there's more details. What are the details? Read the passage again. She was getting frustrated. I was mildly getting frustrated because I'm like, it's right there. It's the first sentence. And she's like, no, it's not. There's nothing there. There's nothing there. I'm like, read the passage again. Lo and behold, aside from just working together to make this dinner, the other detail is that it's for New Year's and that they eat it at midnight. Once I brought it to her attention, she's like, oh my God, I didn't even realize that. So for me, like realizing stuff like that, it's how we tend to sort of view life and work through life, right? Just having this perspective, being stuck on one perspective and making that perspective the only truth and the only reality. Not being able to like shift from what we're currently experiencing, because we think that that is the only way that we can experience something, right? And I want to apologize if you guys hear my AC, but it's 90 degrees in New York right now, and if you have your AC turned off, you're crazy. But you guys will hear my AC, because I'm not gonna die, not today. But anyways, going back to the episode, So basically, you see how for me it has popped up in different scenarios. Even like wanting to apply for different positions, right? Because I go into my craziness of like, oh, I'm just gonna apply for something else. Like, let me see if I can by the end of the year be somewhere else. And I start daydreaming, and I'm like, I now began not limiting myself to my capabilities, right? So if like a job description has like the qualities that they're looking are what I believe more than what I can show proof for, right? Before, I would have been like, oh, that's not for me, right? And I have noticed that recently I'm just like, but what if it is? Like, what about it? That can be their standard, but I can possess something that is basically of value that they have not written down as their quality, right? Or my experience may not be something that they are aware of. So why not just apply, right? Like going out of the wind, changing the perspective, changing the changing the reality of what that job description is truly asking for. So we have seen it show up many times. Like another example is the meme. I know that you guys have seen it on social media, the meme of the two guys on the bus. One is looking at the wall with rocks, and then the other one has this nice view and he's like excited and happy. Meanwhile, the other one is like all upset and depressed because all he can see is rocks. But he can easily just change his seat to the opposite side and change the view of things, right? So it's like it lets us know that we truly do have the ability to be fluid. We do have the ability to flow. We do have the ability to like reset and like change what is it that we are looking at, or look at something differently, not necessarily like being stuck. So it does in a way show us through different symbols, different messages throughout life that we do have the ability to do that, but then we're still having an issue doing it because we're having such problem changing our own perception. And it is not until we come through to a breakthrough, until we really sit back and realize the symbols that life is giving us, that we're like, oh, that's right. Damn, why didn't I think of that before? Right? And you can really see that in those moments is not when we are like all frantic and when we are all chaotic and all over the place. It is when we reset, we center, we really align with something that is not of that chaotic energy, that we get into into that different perception and how we view it differently. And then that's when we notice que because we now understand it a different type of way, our thoughts, our emotions, even how our body feels like physically changes as well. So we do have the ability to change the directions of things and how it's viewed. And even knowing that, right, a way to like change it or catch ourselves when we are experiencing that, it's seeing like how much control we're trying to force on it. Are we trying to control it, or are we trying to flow with it? Are we trying to fit a square peg in a circle, or are we, analyzing it different, looking at it differently? And I feel that if we do take the chance, right, and apply that same ideology to a lot of things in life, a lot of things can change. So that was my little random vent, or my little random whatever you want to call it. I had journaled about it, pero I felt that it was best to record it. So let me know how you guys feel. Let me know what you guys think about it, how the signs and symbols have shown up for you to like just basically look at something differently, to in order to experience or have a different reality or a different truth based on just changing that perception. So I will see you guys next time. Love ya. Bye. Enjoyed this episode? Leave a 5-star rating and don't forget to follow on Instagram at Align and Mirth. Also, you can book your sessions on the website at www.alignandmirth.com. Until next time, ciao.